Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to this deep dive. Today, we're taking a look at some of the stories students might be encountering on The Juice, that daily educational app. So let's start with that podcast. It's a 97-year-old retired doctor in Argentina, Alberto Chab.
Right. He started feeling lonely, posted a TikTok video about it, surprisingly.
Yeah, and it kind of blew up, right? Lots of older people responded.
Mm-hmm. Over 1,500 emails, apparently.
Yeah.
People feeling disconnected. So he teamed up with a young journalist.
And they launched 90s and Counting, targeting, well, 90-somethings, which is pretty unusual for podcasts, isn't it?
Definitely. Most listeners are much younger. They talk about everything. Learning tango, connecting across generations.
It's a nice story. Makes you think about, you know, talking to older relatives, maybe. Learning from different generations, that could be a good chat to have with students.
For sure. The value of those connections. Okay, shifting gears quite a bit. Tariffs.
Ah, yes, the Liberation Day tariffs. President Trump imposed these on, what, over 170 countries?
Yeah, and the markets reacted pretty quickly. Dow Jones dropped nearly 4%.
Ouch. And we saw impacts elsewhere too, right? Europe, Vietnam.
Mm-hmm. And Stellantis, the car company, they actually suspended some production, laid off about 900 workers in Mexico and Canada.
So what were the tariffs exactly, like a flat rate?
Well, a baseline of 10%, but then these reciprocal tariffs on countries accused of unfair trade. China, Japan, you were mentioned.
But some countries were spared.
Yeah, Canada, Mexico, Cuba, Belarus, North Korea, Russia. Those were exempt.
And the stated reason from Trump.
Basically correcting the trade imbalance,
yeah.
Encouraging manufacturing back in the U.S.
But economists are a bit wary.
Some are, yeah. Concerns about higher inflation, maybe even recession. Though Trump posted optimistically, comparing the economy to a patient recovering from surgery.
Interesting analogy. This is definitely something parents could discuss, what tariffs are, how trade works, the potential ripple effect.
Absolutely. It connects directly to economics and global politics.
Okay, let's move on to language. The Oxford English Dictionary added some new words.
42 of them borrowed from other languages. They do this to fill lexical gaps. You know, when English just doesn't have the perfect word for something.
Where did these ones come from?
Southeast Asia, South Africa, Ireland. A few different places.
Got any examples?
Sure. Gijol from the Philippines. It's that feeling when you see something so cute, you just want to squeeze it, but you're almost paralyzed by the cuteness.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Right. Then there's Alamak from Malaysia.
Yeah.
Sort of like, oh no. They're expressing shock and maybe annoyance. Gotvul from South Africa. That means you're just completely fed up, aggravated by something ongoing.
Ah, useful.
And Mordo from Ireland. Short for mortified. Basically so embarrassed you feel like you could die.
Huh. Love that one. It's fascinating how languages borrow and evolve, isn't it?
Totally. And how different cultures have specific words for certain feelings. Could be a cool discussion with kids about where words come from.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, next up, AI and art. ChatGPT.
Right. They launched a feature where users can generate art in the style of Studio Ghibli.
Miyazaki Studio.
Yeah.
Known for those beautiful, whimsical films.
Exactly. And apparently, this new feature caused a huge surge in users. OpenAI CEO said they added like 1 million users in an hour at one point.
Wow. Did that cause problems?
Yeah. Glitches, slower service.
Yeah.
But maybe more importantly, it raises questions about, you know, mimicking a specific copyrighted art style.
Especially since Miyazaki himself isn't exactly a fan of AI and art.
Not at all. He said back in 2016, he was utterly disgusted by it and wouldn't ever want to use it in his work.
Strong words. So this brings up ethics, copyright, AI's role in creativity. Lots to unpack with students there.
Mm-hmm. The intersection of technology and art.
Okay, on at the Supreme Court, what was the ruling?
They ruled against flavored vape makers. Basically, they upheld the FDA's ban on selling flavored e-cigarettes in stores.
Was it a close decision?
Nope, unanimous. Though they sent the case back to a lower court.
And the FDA's reasoning for the ban.
Primarily the appeal of flavors, things like, you know, Jimmy the Juice Man, Peachy Strawberry, the young people, and how that contributes to nicotine addiction among teens.
Makes sense. What did the vape companies argue?
They claimed the FDA sort of changed the rules mid-game while their products were already going through approval.
But the court sided with the FDA.
Yes. Justice Alito specifically mentioned the marketing to youth and the allure of those flavors. Public health groups were obviously pleased.
So flavored vapes are off the shelves for now. Could that change?
Well, President Trump had previously talked about saving vaping, so regulations could potentially be revisited down the line.
Right.
But for now, the ban stands.
Another topic with lots of angles for discussion. Regulation, youth health, marketing influences.
Definitely. It's a current issue that directly impacts young people.
Okay, finally, let's wrap up with the quote of the day.
It's from Maya Lin. She's the artist and architect who designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Ah, yes. What's the quote?
She said, "You have to let the viewers come away with their own conclusions. If you dictate what they should think, you've lost it."
Hmm. Powerful. Especially given her most famous work.
Exactly. Lin, an American artist from a Chinese-American family, won the design competition for the memorial while still at Yale. It was controversial at first, that black granite wall with the names.
But now it's incredibly iconic.
Totally. She also designed the Civil Rights Memorial and the Women's Table at Yale. And she's a big advocate for environmental causes.
So her quote is really about interpretation in art and not forcing a single meaning.
Yeah, letting people connect with it personally. It applies beyond art too, doesn't it?
Yeah.
About letting people think for themselves. Another great conversation starter.
Absolutely. So that's a quick run through of some diverse topics popping up for students via The Juice. So there you have it. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
See you then.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.